Blog Talk Radio.
Well, woohoo! Welcome, everyone, and flying by for me this year. I don't know what it is for all of you, but welcome to our show. And the next hour and a half, you'll be spending with myself, Eileen Powers, and my beautiful and mysterious co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC. How are you today?
You know what, Eileen? I'm doing great, and I'm so blessed that you're okay. I was really worried about you after the post, you know, on Facebook, the explosion. My goodness,
I'm
just so blessed that we're here and we're together. It's such a blessing. And the archangels gathered, so they're with us as well. I think they think we need a little bit extra healing, a little extra help right now. But we do have the archangels with us.
Fantastic. Now, what?
Yeah, and I have
what do we want to know today?
Well, they're going to come in. We're calling in all the archangels, okay? Archangels, will you hear us whenever we call? They're watching to catch us should we ever fall. Shamuel will help us with unconditional love and surround us with confidence from heaven above. Raphael will tend to our pain and hurt feelings and wrap us up warm with his angelic healing. Michael, the protector, will go to all lengths to give us our freedom and courage and strength. Gabriel and Haniel will help with self-care, whilst Azrael's comfort will always be there. Ariel will show us the means to provide. During change, Jeremiah will be by our side. Raguel will bring harmony to family affairs and find the solutions so all turns out fair. Uriel is there to help and inspire. Raziel will raise your awareness far higher when you need to forgive for your own peace of mind. Zadkiel is the angel to help you'll find. Metatron will help to spur you to prove that you have it within you to make the right move. If you're looking to find that happily ever after, ask Jophiel to bring you some fun, joy, and laughter. Sandalphon will listen and carry your prayers to heaven as all the angels are waiting right there. And that was a beautiful little poem that I was guided by the archangels to read, and it was written by Mary Jack.
Ah, beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. That was fabulous.
Thank you.
I have a little tiny something I want to share. You know, everybody always talks about being who they are, being in the moment, just being, just be. And, you know, just be as a verb. And so, you know, my mind was wandering off on that topic. And so I wrote a little, just a short little, I don't know if it's a poem or I don't know what you'd call it. I don't know what I wrote, but I wrote it and I want to share it. So here we go. And so it is titled, Be. Be a work of art and photograph your journey every step of the way. Be a story and journal your daily adventures, your ups and downs, the good times and bad. Be a garden and till the soil and nourish it and water it until it is rich and it bears much fruit. Be a diamond and watch yourself glow to be lustrous and beautiful, hard yet resilient, with many facets and clarity. Shine to be the light for others. Be a rich man and do deeds for others who cannot do for themselves. You are then bringing the light for yourself. And that was just a little something I wrote. Who knows? It might change.
That was very, very
yeah,
nice.
But,
Thank you for sharing. Awesome.
Yeah. You know, what I want to say is that to be is not what anybody else says. It is a number of things. And who you are actually sometimes changes with where you're at, what you're doing. And know that you can always just be yourself as long as you're being true to yourself and just being in the moment and being present in at that time. And so that's what I have to share today.
Love it. That's
I will
awesome.
Say Oh, of course, of course. I, you know, I think it's great that we all have this opportunity to share with one another. I will say, though, we do have quite a few callers today, and so I think we should go ahead and jump in and start taking a few before I start losing track of who called when and whose turn it is. Yeah, it's. I try to keep track very diligently, but it's not always easy. So our first caller I'd like to bring on is from the 336 area code.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, 336. Welcome to Angel Antics. Thanks for calling in. And can I have your name, please?
My name is Selena. How are you?
Hi, Selena. Pretty good. Do you have a question for us tonight or something you'd like to know from your angels and your guides?
It's related to career and feeling very stuck, and I'm out of, like, strategy for my current job and then figuring out things for my next job. I'm just completely lost, and I don't know what to do. I'm just very stuck, and it's very frustrating, and I just feel like I'm at the point where I just can't move forward where I'm at anymore, and then I can't figure out the next step.
All right,
Selena,
you've given us enough for us to work on. With that, you've given us the energy of how you felt about it. We just need, you know, a couple sentences for that energy to come through. So let's actually see what they want you to know about your career, your, you know, sometimes like with me, they give me kind of what's been happening, and they'll give me what could happen next and give me what can happen for your future. So that's kind of what I ask. But DC comes up with a lot of other things, so I'll let her go first and see what we have to say.
Yes. Hi, Talina. This is DC. Very nice to connect with you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yes. Now, in regard to work, the angels are saying when you work from the heart, the money that you desire is going to flow to you easily. Okay? You've got to really, you know, be true to yourself. You know, follow, you know, your instincts, your intuition. And I tell people, you know, connect with your joy. Channel that creativity that you have. I'm getting that you're, you know, a very creative person. And when you connect with your joy, connect with that creativity, you're going to come up with something, and it's going to show that money's going to follow with this. And I'm also getting, I see family gathering around you from the other side. Had a lot of virtual assistance. Talina, have you felt around you?
Have I felt the, them around me, my family and spirit?
Yes, they're with you, they're around you, and they're trying to help you, but you're probably not listening to the messages, and they're asking that you be confident. You have the abilities, you know, to really get what you desire, okay?
Yeah,
so you've
I've been
emotionally detached. No, I'm getting, you know, you have to emotionally detach. Because as I'm talking to you, hon, I feel like you put your hand in a light socket, and I feel like, you know, like, oh, my gosh, you have so much crazy nervous energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, today they're probably than normal.
Okay, so Archangel Jeremiah is coming in. Talina, he's saying, my beloved, all is well. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to be. And you're going to find out that there are hidden blessings in your situation, okay? And what you perceive as a problem, in actuality, you know, are answered prayers, but they're in disguise, okay?
Okay.
So you may think like, oh, my gosh, this is like a crazy time for me. Do some deep breathing exercises, you know, meditate. Find some relaxation, you know, techniques that will help you. And the change that you're going to go through now is a change for the better, okay? So just know that, like, everything is not falling apart. It's actually falling together. And I'm getting, you know, have you thought about, like, even part-time your own business of sorts? Because I'm getting, you know, you would do well in an entrepreneurial, you know, venture.
I have a problem that I've been having is not knowing the type of work to do, and then also just really burning out with my current job, and I don't know any new strategy. So I feel like it's very hard for me to like figure out what that is, because I really could use like a break to think clearly. I just feel like I can't think clearly.
Right. Well, you need to connect with your joy, okay? You need to connect with your joy. Do something that makes you happy, you know, and just think about, like, you know, just being happy, doing something that's fun. And it's going to get you connected where you need to be with your creativity. And I'm getting there's an imbalance with you with giving and receiving. You're more of a giver than a receiver.
Yes.
So you want to correct that imbalance, okay? And that's
okay.
going to help you as well. What's that, hon? Go ahead.
I said, no, I can work on that.
Okay. I'm getting, you know, like, I see, like, a better path, and maybe, like a really a better path in maybe, like, 3 months, you know. I'm getting, you know, like, really, like, nice changes, a path that you should be on. Okay? So.
Okay.
I'm getting this, a lot of opportunities around there, hon. You have a lot of talent. Okay? I'm even getting, like, something, you know, maybe coming in regard to, you know, like a job offer or something. But there's going to be some kind of, you know, communication there for you, okay?
Okay.
Are you expecting maybe, like, some money from a loved one? Because I'm seeing, like, a lot of money.
If it is, it would be a distance in the future. I don't think it would be, like, right away. Maybe at some point.
Okay, because I'm seeing, you know, possible inheritance. And I'm getting, you know, I'm getting that you have healing abilities. Have you, you know, gone down that path yet, exploring your healing abilities? Okay, do you use them to help and other people?
I actually have Reiki certifications, and I've done a lot in that. I've got EFT and all that. It wasn't something I really wanted to do as a career, and so that's where I just haven't really known where I was going to go. I was very interested, still interested, just don't want to do it as a career, and I don't know other healing aspects that I want to do yet to help people.
Okay. I'm feeling there's, like, sort of, like, little blockages here and there, and whatever it is, you know, like, it's going to clear up for you. And there's some kind of fear that you're holding on within you, and you've got to let go of it. And, hon, you've got to trust in yourself. This is a beautiful gift that you have. It's a God-given gift. You know, please, you know, use it. Okay, the angels are with you, and they want to help and encourage you. Okay, and they're saying you've got to let your guard down a little bit. You've got to give up that fear. Give it to God. Give it to the angels. You know, have faith. And I'm getting, like miraculous healings around you. So, even if you know, just use that, like, to start with part-time, just please use that, you know, beautiful, natural healing, you know, energy that you have within yourself, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to see how things, that might be, the, like, the part of it that's entrepreneurial even, okay? So
okay.
Just be open to, like, any kind of an opportunity like that. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to get some kind of money, and you're going to, you know, be able to pay off some of your bills. But you've got to really start to think of what is it that you would love to do. Focus on what you love, hon, and the money's going to follow. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, hon. God bless.
Thank you.
Well, what I have for you, I'm actually looking some stuff up for you right now that came to me, and it's like, okay. So give me just a half a second to write one more word down, and then here we'll go. Sometimes you get information around you, or you have been lately, that you just don't like. You just don't like hearing it. It's just not. And you can't just speak your truth really bluntly. You really need to do it with truth and kindness. And, you know, your information can help the situation. But it's going to depend on how you present it, because your emotions actually need some healing when it comes to what you've been doing lately. Your emotions have gotten out of comfort zone. I'm not going to say out of control, because they're not. They're just out of, you know, you feel up and down. It's not like you've been portraying it towards everybody else. But sometimes the way that, you know, you might respond to something, and just being told that you need to do it in truth and kindness. And it will actually help you release your own inhibitions or anger about the situation. Because really that stress really comes from there being too many things going on really at once. You are a very successful multitasker, but, you know, things are dropped on you just all of a sudden. You're expected to have already have them done as if you had some predetermined idea that it was going to come to you to take care of. So, you know, there's a lot more pressure lately, and it's not comfortable. It's not good. Archangel Uriel is with you, and he wants you to know that he really can help you open up to that greater love of what you want to do. But, you know, really to do that, you kind of have to release some of these things in the past. If you look towards what you want to do by only looking at what you're not happy with and what you don't want to do, it's not really going to bring you a lot closer to that. It's kind of a push me, pull me energy there, and that doesn't always work for a situation like this. But you really do have a lot of abundance around you, and it is time for you to make a few changes and bring things into you. I'm also told that you are really indigo. You're an indigo adult, and so when it comes to life, you need to know what happens. You don't like to see other people suffer. What's that? I can't read my own writing. Dislike something. You don't like authority. You sometimes have feelings in your life of despair on how to figure things out. And you really do like to work on your life purpose. And there's a few other things that go along with all this. I suggest you look up indigo adult and just see how things fit into that for you and see if that doesn't help you come from a different place when you're thinking of things. And the reason why I'm saying this is it will allow you to know a little bit more about how you think, how you react towards things, et cetera, et cetera. And then you're going to look at what you want to do next through a different viewpoint, a more congruent viewpoint of to who you are, rather than maybe the hostile viewpoint of our world that says, come on, snap, snap, make a decision, got to figure out who you got to be, you got to get to work on this. And, I mean, that's our current lifestyle, which isn't right for everyone, and you're one of those people. And so step back and kind of look at that, and then look at what you want to do through that vision. What you should ask of yourself, being an indigo, is what will really bring me closer to my own divine purpose, and then look at what takes me away and gravitate towards what you want to do that brings you closer to your divine purpose. And one of the things that indigos are very, very known for is animals, working with animals. Animals have an affinity towards you. I don't know if that's true or not, but that is true of indigos. Is that something that is true of you, that animals like you?
I'm not sure. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, anyway, that is one of the traits of indigos. But really work on what's going to bring you much closer to your own divine purpose and ask yourself. But, you know, I think you should look into indigo, and if it relates to you, if it doesn't, then I'm just blowing smoke in the air, and that's okay, disregard. But look it up and see if it resonates with you, and see then, you know, since this was about a career and what you want to do with your next steps in life, see if looking from a, you know, that person, you know, if I'm this person, how do I view life? And then view what it is that you'd like to do and look towards your divine purpose. Because that's truly what's going to bring you the greatest happiness, is doing what is purposeful for you. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope it resonates, Selena.
I was just going to mention something real quick. The indigo, pretty much all of it does resonate. And I just wanted to ask real quick, just because it's more in the present moment, is with my current job, I am really burned out, and I don't really know how to move forward. And I just wanted to ask really quick, do you have any guidance on that? Just because I still, like, am in my current situation, and it's hard for me to do the other stuff when I'm kind of stuck. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to move forward.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's actually a hard step for everyone. And really, in what I do is, and you, if you're working with Reiki, and you said you're very intuitive, so on and so forth, what you do is drop into a meditation. Find some good meditative music, whether it be Reiki music or something like that. I actually lately have been using a 12-minute drum music. Meditations don't need to be superiorly long. When you ask questions and want an answer, they'll give it to you pretty much immediately. You know, the other 30 minutes in a meditation is relaxation. If you go into a meditation, like I said, look for an Indian drum beat that's like maybe 12, 15 minutes long, and you set an intention, and, you know, cover your eyes, relax, lay down, relax, and, you know, just do that meditation for that time period. It doesn't have to be a forever meditation. Set your intention, ask what you want to know, ask your guides, guardians to come in and either tell you or show you. And make it very clear. Tell them, make it very clear to me. You know, make sure I understand. And ask, and they will help you with that guidance. And actually what I've done, and I was at a shaman training about a couple months ago. And I asked them to show me. I'd really like to do, you know, my Reiki and my angel work more, you know, full time, and really get that going more. And 2 days later, I was going to a Celtic meditation, and the place I showed up at, the group that did the Celtic meditation, it was their week off, and there was a group of women like myself that work in spiritual, you know, type modalities and things, that were having a business meeting, helping each other learn how to run their businesses, how to promote their businesses, et cetera, et cetera. And so 2 days after I asked and I set that intention, I found myself with a group of 10 women that were all had the same perspective and aspect as I did, and I joined their meeting that night and have been meeting with them since. So how's that for synchronicity?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I did, like I said, I was in a program, you know, a weekend seminar that I had gone to. And that's all they were 12-minute meditations where you dropped in and you asked and you got your answers. And you can do the same thing. So you try that, Selena. See if it works for you. And, you know, move towards whatever you're told or whatever you're shown to do. And then you come back to us and tell us if that's been helping. You know, come back in a short period of time, maybe not once you've reached there, but, you know, come back in a few weeks and let us know that, you know, this, what synchronicities have shown up for you. All right?
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, Selena. Good luck. God bless. Bye.
Thank you.
I am so sorry. I am such a goofball. I said goodbye to her, I hung up my phone.
Are you there?
DC, are you there?
I'm here. I was saying, Eileen, oh my goodness, where are you?
I was a silly girl. Instead of hanging up the computer, you know, clicking the button on the computer, I just hung up my phone.
Oh my, and then it was just like, it was like, oh my gosh, air, like just open, you open the airwaves, and I couldn't hear anything.
Was,
oh my goodness.
You know,
okay.
When you're dropped in and you're working, you've opened yourself up and you're working with the energy, you know, this real world stuff, this human stuff gets in the way of it. So, yeah, sometimes I find myself to be a goofball, so I apologize. Anyway, let's go ahead and take that name somewhere. 678. 678, welcome to Angel Mantics. Hi, who am I speaking to?
Sandy, how are you?
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the show. I'm being a little silly here today. I can't help it. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I would say have a good laugh. my question, I don't know if it is a question, really.
Uh-huh. Well, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts or intentions of what you'd like to know? And we'll take from that energy and ask your guides what they'd like you to know.
That's kind of what I wanted to know is, you know, what my guides wanted me to know. Because I think that, you know, I'm just unclear as to what I need to be doing.
All right. Well, did you hear the last suggestion I gave to Selena about doing that type of meditation?
Yes.
That's always a good try on your own. But right now, we will open ourselves up and consult for you and give you the message that they give us. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Perfect. All right, DC, would you like to go ahead and read for Sandy?
Sure. Sandy, it's great to connect with you. This is DC.
Okay.
The first message I have for you is, you're here and you're supposed to be a leader. Do you feel that?
I probably, yes, I do. And it's a lot of people don't like that.
Well, you know, you do it in a loving way. And, you know, you've got to just really connect with that power and, you know, be the leader you're supposed to be. Embrace this time. You do things in a beautiful, loving way. And when you do, you know, step into your power and help others and guide them, you use that beautiful power for the greater good of everyone. Okay? So the archangels are with you, stepping forward. We have Archangel Gabriel, and she's going to help you to really be comfortable with accepting that power, okay?
Okay.
And she is asking.
Yeah.
Just try to focus upon Sandy. The many strengths that you have, try to focus upon them. And all the lessons that you've learned in your lifetime, you know, you're a living example of, you know, of one's divine guidance. And the archangels are so happy to be here and assist you today, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I don't know if you realize this, but there's a lot of changes going on with you. And, I mean, these are, like, big changes. There's a lot of deep healing going on. Things are happening on a cellular level. So if you look back and say, my goodness, I'm not the person I was 6 months ago. I'm not the person I was a year ago. You are, you know, you're not where you're going to be, but you're not who you were then. You're like the phoenix that's rising, Sandy.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a beautiful time for you. And allow the archangels to come in. They want to help and co-create, you know, your dreams, make them a reality. So there may be things that are going kind of haywire with you right now, and it's time to just, like, let go of all the old in your life. You know, there are different things going on that are coming, you know, to completion. And you may feel like, oh, my goodness, this is just, like, such a crazy time, but This is a beautiful time of rebirth for you. Soon you're not going to recognize this beautiful Sandy, okay? This is a time that you reclaim your spirit, okay? And you may feel like, you know, a little awkward. There may be a little pain here and there. But the universe, you know, and the archangels are with you, and there's so many opportunities that are waiting, you know, for you to step into your power. You've got to let go and trust and just be excited about what's coming your way, okay?
Yes, I am excited about what's coming my way. It's just I'm kind of getting impatient sometimes that it's not coming as fast as I would like it to do.
Well, you've got to allow, you know, this. There's, like you said, there's deep healing going on. Allow the healing to happen, you know, and allow the transformation that's happening. Allow it to just, you know, take its time and get you where you need to be. Because the healing that's going on with you is not just from this lifetime. This is like an ancestral healing, okay? And this is helping you to go forward and rewrite your future, Sandy. You're not only healing yourself, you're healing, like, you know, your whole entire family line. And it could go for, you know, 7 or 8 generations. So just, you know, you continue to just go with the flow. And you may notice things that come up, and you feel things and thinking, my gosh, where did this come from? It might not even be yours. It might be someone else's, you know, in that family line, okay?
Yeah.
So this is a time, it's like, yeah, you know, like just to let go, you know, and just, you know, something's bothering you, like, you know, shake it off and get ready for the future. It's going to be totally amazing for you. Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting that, you know, you may be called to go, you know, take a couple classes, go back to school a little bit, to really listen, you know, to, you know, your soul's guidance. So I don't know if you thought about, you know, going back to school.
Well, you know, I like learning, and the school thing, it may be more of my artistic type things.
Yeah, it could be artistic, definitely.
And, you know, I've got everything I need to start creating. It's just the time thing is the issue.
Okay,
and,
well, you know, everything's going to happen in divine timing. So don't be afraid. Just go with the flow a little bit. And you've got to make sure that you stay grounded. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to get out and you've got to connect with nature. That's going to help you because you're highly sensitive. And, you know, every now and then, you've just got to get away from anything electrical. Leave it, like, indoors and get outside and just, you know, connect with Mother Earth, okay?
Okay. And I do want to ask one little question about my friend. What's going on, my friend Diane? I just don't understand where she's coming from right now.
Okay, I don't think we really like. We usually don't answer questions like that, hon, because the angels like to focus on you unless it's a relationship. You know what I'm saying? But I am getting. Did you guys have like maybe like a little like some kind of like a discussion or a dispute of sorts?
Yeah, I get this.
I'm getting
that,
resolution.
You know,
it's gonna be resolved, hon. Okay, but
okay.
I'm getting like the two of you, like, you know, you're both not grounded. You're both out of balance, and this is making it hard for, you know, the both of you.
Okay.
And just don't let
the
small things like that rob you from, you know, having, you know, a beautiful time, enjoying yourself. Okay. Try to be more centered. Focus instead not on what's going on, but what, you know, you want the outcome to be, okay?
Yeah. It's just,
it'll fall into place.
It'll fall into place?
It'll fall into place, so please don't worry, okay?
Okay.
And just go with the flow. Like I said, this is a big time of transformation for you. You're here to, you know, to raise your consciousness, but you're here to raise the consciousness of others as well. Okay, so pay attention to what's going on around you. And I'm getting, you know, there may be a man that comes your way, and it may be just like as a friendship to help you and to guide you at this time. Okay, but you are going to have something new come, new course of study is coming your way. So it could be a new technique, a course of study, but there's something new that is coming your way, and just be open to learning new things, okay?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, and that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, hon, okay?
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you.
All right, fantastic. Thank you. What I have for you, Sandy, is that right now, you know, I don't know if you're looking at a career change or what, but it is actually poor timing for you to do a career change. There's a lot of challenging things going on, or at least the feeling of being challenged, especially by, like, money issues and stuff. But just know that actually if you rely on Archangel Michael, who actually helps us align a lot of things that aren't lining up in our lives, he does help us align things. He helps us make those life changes. So when you pray to him, he gives you the courage to do so. And that will actually help your work. It will help you on your own divine life purpose, which is where we all want to achieve, is being purposeful in our life and doing what gives us the greatest joy. What gives us the greatest joy is our own divine life purpose. And once we find that path, that's when we are the most happiest. And I do believe that changes. I don't think we just sometimes, we've got several commitments that we've made to come into this life. So those things can change. And so therefore we do see people change. But you need to look at things with a funner perspective, because this juggling all of these multiple priorities and jobs and so on and so forth can really get to you. But you need to look at them with a more playful attitude so that you make a little more lighthearted fun out of it. They're telling me it's something that you enjoyed doing before, but now it's more of a drudgery. You feel more like you have to. And they're saying, you know, go back to looking at it as fun, you know, as a challenge, yourself. Create little games within in your job, like, you know, like my job, one of them is answering phones. So, you know, you try to, you know, challenge yourself by picking it up after the first ring or things like that, you know, to challenge your job, to shake it up on those slow, boring days. I'm a pretty driven person myself, so I often challenge myself at work, even though my work is already quite a challenge. But right now, with that said, it is also really time for you to give birth to a lot of new ideas, and that will help change the situations in your life. I've got actually Isaiah that's coming in that is saying that he can help you with those changes and giving you birth to those new ideas. He will help guide you. He'll help protect you. And these, you know, these will be a little bit of a challenge, but you're up for the challenge because you're exceptional at really multitasking. So there's no any fears behind making changes and creating something new for yourself. Those are unfounded. There's no reason for them other than you, instead of sunshine and butterflies and everything's fine, you're like, well, what if? And, you know, the what ifs bring you down to those worst case scenarios, and you have a tendency to allow that worry to go a little bit out of proportion. And what they're saying is, you know, it really, they are unfounded. You don't need to worry about these fears about creating new things for yourself, because your desired outcome really will be there. It'll occur at the very near future. Just have the patience and faith. Don't try to force things to happen. You need to allow things to happen. So allowing here is a big word for you. And allow things to unfold whilst having a positive perspective on things, that the outcome's all going to come out the way you want it to. You put in your energy and time and talents into that multitasking. And with the help of Archangel Michael and the angel Isaiah, you will be well on your way. And that's the message I have for you, Sandy. I hope that resonates with you.
I think it does.
All right.
I just think that sometimes I don't have the patience to wait very much longer.
Yes. And they're saying when you try to force things to happen, then that's in your time. That's not in divine time. So they're just saying, you know, step back and allow divine timing And sometimes in that allowing, by letting down all your resistance, things actually start moving faster.
Okay.
So try
okay.
that, and then get back. Let us know how if things and how things are changing for you. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Angel blessings. I hate to tell you this, but I almost hung up the phone again. One of those nights. I'm going to watch myself. Oh, this caller's been waiting for quite a while. So let's take our next. They're the next in line. And that is area code 805. Welcome to Angel Antics.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Teresa.
Hello,
hi, Teresa.
Hi, DC.
Thank you for calling in. My goodness.
No, I've loved what you've said to the last two ladies because I took from both of them for myself. It's wonderful.
Thank you. And that's how
fabulous.
It works, you know? Yes, that's how it works.
Really
when you're waiting and you know, you're getting messages anyway because they're meant not only for the caller but for everyone, you know, that really
mm-hmm.
listens. You'll find some kind of message
yeah.
throughout the show. So that's awesome.
It is.
So what's going on with you, Teresa?
There's been times, Teresa, when I've done a...
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was letting you speak. I'm sorry.
What is it that you wanted to know tonight, Teresa? What's happening?
Oh, well, I am in love with my business that I am doing with both of my kids, my daughter Abigail, because my son is, well, he's a guy. He's not as passionate about it as we are, but it's the Young Living Oils. They have completely changed our lives. I mean, this is the most awesome. I don't even want to call it a business. We call it a way of life because it has opened our lives dramatically. And I've always been.
Well, what is it that you want? What is it that you'd like to ask of your angels tonight?
Well, like you were saying to the last lady about divine timing, when you want things to happen and things happen as they should happen and they will come quicker. And it just happens to be at the same time we are in this incredible place in our lives, figuratively and physically, but it's also at a place where financially it's kind of scary. So,
right. Well, we're doing readings here tonight. Did you want a reading?
Whatever you guys want for me, I'm open and listening. I love what you're saying.
Well,
oh,
you know
right?
what, Teresa, the
you don't
I'm getting
have an actual
still.
Question. How about if we just ask your angels what they'd like you to know right now?
That's wonderful.
Fantastic.
The first thing I'm getting, Teresa, we have Archangel Ariel coming in, and she's
yes.
saying, please don't worry because your material needs are going to be provided. All you have
okay.
to do, and you know this, is follow your intuition, and you
okay.
are already manifesting your dreams, hon, into your reality, okay?
Yay. Yes.
And I see a cornucopia of prosperity, and she's pouring it upon you and your daughter and your life, and she's saying, you know, my beloved, just open your arms to receive. And, you know, some of it's going to come as ideas. Some will come as opportunities. And you're going to have the opportunity to realize your highest dreams, okay? And she's saying, in the meantime, please give me all your worries.
Okay.
God, the angels,
so
you know, and I love you so much, Teresa. And we're here to
mm-hmm.
help you in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how beautiful your business is, how important your business is. And they're going to help you to pass along all this goodness, you know, to others as well. Okay?
Wonderful. Uh-huh.
Ariel, you know, she's involved with divine magic. And that means, of course, instant manifestation of your highest will. Okay?
Okay.
So she's going to be there. She's going to help you to attract any support that you need for your beautiful life's mission. And
okay.
be ready for miracles. I'm getting miracles. Okay?
All right.
Her aura is a beautiful pale shade of pink, and I don't know if you have any, like, you know, like beautiful pale pink, like crystals, or, you know, anything like that. Okay?
I do.
But it'll really help. And, you know, ask her for what you're needing. Do not be afraid. Okay?
Okay.
Just ask her. She's there to help you. And you're, you know, you're approaching this with your passion. This is something that you love. You're going to see, like, money issues are going to fall away, you know?
Yay. Because I want to breathe and just do and
yes.
not have to.
Play up your strengths.
Yes.
You've got to realize your beliefs have to match up with your desires, hon, okay? So the angels are saying, you know, don't give up, don't give up. Keep going. You're doing an amazing job. And Teresa, please affirm, I am the best that I can be, and I am fulfilling my highest destiny.
That I can be, and I'm fulfilling
and I am
my
fulfilling
highest
my highest destiny.
Destiny
because
yes,
you will
highest,
be.
Okay. I feel it.
Feel
I believe
safe.
It because...
Feel protected by the universe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and just keep doing what you're doing. Okay. So
okay.
Don't be resistant to change. You know, like maybe I feel like it's going to be even bigger than it is now. You're loving it, and it's just going to get bigger and better. Okay?
That's great. Yeah. Well, that's
and
wonderful.
Joan Rivers loves you. She's coming in with Ginger, and she's saying, Teresa, she said, I became my own version of an optimist. You know, if I couldn't make it through one door, I'd go through another. Or, damn it, I'd make my own door. And she's saying, girlfriend, something terrific is going to come to you no matter how dark you feel that the present is. So she wants you
right.
to really, you know, be optimistic. And Ginger's
uh-huh.
saying, Teresa, she's saying, it's so nice to connect with you. She's saying it's time
oh.
for a party. So she's
hey.
Asking you, like, you know, why haven't you had a party and celebrated all that you've done so far?
Oh, my God. Awesome. You know, every day I get up, the birds and the sunshine won't let me lay there. I hop out of bed, and that is how I feel inside. Just to go
yes.
in with my coffee and hang with my dogs and my cats and,
beautiful.
And just look
beautiful.
There,
you've come such
be,
a long way and be so proud
oh,
of yourself.
Yeah.
But Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you can't stop now. Don't procrastinate, okay? And she said she and Joan are going to be there, and they're going to give you like a little nudge to really get down to business there. And really, you know, put out, you know, the best of your ability. And she's,
uh-huh.
they're saying, you know, they're going to help you to put your best foot forward and really connect
okay.
with your strength. She's saying, Ginger's saying, all, you know, all that you're wanting is available to you, okay?
Okay,
so
okay.
you just need a little bit more reassurance is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And she's saying to me, isn't there some kind of like a flower essence remedy for what you got? To give you maybe a little more courage or something.
Yeah,
so she's asking,
oh,
you know, is there like a flower remedy? Okay, but she believes in you.
Yeah.
I believe in you. Joan came in, and I think, you know, you're doing an amazing job, and I'm so proud of you, hon.
I love it. I appreciate it so much. It means so much to hear that. It's just, you know, now we're just like getting to that point, and we're going, okay, it's like, what's next? What's going to happen? It's
just
building.
You love. You know, when you do what you love, the money does follow, okay? Don't forget that.
Yeah.
You're going to have the financial stability that you're wanting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a little
mm-hmm.
time to really have some fun as well, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to have freedom, too, and you're going to have freedom from worry because that's what you truly need.
What I need, so I can just, because if I don't have to worry about this, excuse me, crap, I can flourish. I can just breathe and flow. It's,
you will.
You
know, you will. And I have to ask you, Ginger's saying, you know, she's showing me extra money's coming your way, so she's saying, knock it off, okay?
Okay.
And she's also asking me, she's saying, is there
uh-huh.
a special someone in your life?
A special someone?
Yes.
Right now, oh, I'm looking at my two dogs that are next to me, and they're pretty darn special.
Yeah, well, I'm getting, Ginger is saying, you know, there may be a relationship coming your way.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
I don't, you know, you've got to be ready for it. If, you know, if you're open to it. And Ginger's saying, you've got this
uh-huh.
magnetic personality, Therese, you know. And, you know,
uh-huh.
think about it, okay?
That's wild.
Okay. Well, that's okay. what I have for you. I'm going to turn it over to my twisted sister. And
okay.
thank you so much. And say hello to the family. God bless, Therese.
Oh, I'm going to. I love you. Thank you, DC.
Love you, too.
All right.
Thank you.
All right,
hey.
Teresa. What
Hi.
I have for you, I've
yes.
got some good things to say, and that
yes.
is for you right now, it's actually time for you, you know, you're really involved in moving into things, and I'm hearing that you need to
yes.
take the time, you know, here and there to take a break from society, take a break from doing,
yes.
and allow that those moments of spiritual growth for yourself. You might even
yes.
want to find a mentor or something like that. It
mm-hmm.
may be time for you to kind of take a break, not take a break, but just to
mm-hmm.
add to, take a class or a seminar or something, you know, get out and you know, learn a little bit new. Get out, put your feelers out. There's more to add to what you've already got. And now it's time
okay.
for you to allow that in that within that
okay.
growth, because it is time
okay.
for that. There
okay.
is one situation, though, that needs a little help healing. And
yes.
part of it is that you're seeing everything from your little sunshine and glory day, and you're not actually seeing things. You know, sometimes we need to step out of our own little light and look at things from somebody else's point of view. And that's what they're telling me, is there is a situation that you need to step back and quit
uh-huh.
saying, well, I this or I that, or the way I do it, or this was the way I did it, or blah, blah, blah. And step
uh-huh.
back and see that person isn't you. They're not who you were. They don't have your characters, none of your characteristics. And so you absolutely cannot think they're going to deal with the situation the way you would. They must deal with it in their own way. And so this
uh-huh.
little card, it's only a little thing, but it is saying, step back and look at it from their perspective, not yours. And so
okay.
just to share that. But you have some powerful intuitive epiphanies that have been coming to you lately. So just allow any of the worry that this isn't going to work out, any of the fear, let it go and understand
okay.
that, you know, that everything is really shining upon you. It's actually a full moon coming in and it's shining just like the sun, which gives you 24 hours of daylight. So just know that sunshine
okay.
has been shining on you and it's very powerful
okay.
and very strong.
Okay.
But, you know, just know that, you know, that this has been really happy news, I know. And just know to continue to well think through your plans.
Okay.
Best laid plans, prior planning prevents poor performance. So
okay.
make sure that you do the planning and don't just let everything unfold or allow. Do a little planning. It doesn't mean that you have to be stride right to that plan that you wrote down. But it does
okay.
give you a direction of thought rather than just willy-nilly, wah-wah, la-la, I'm all having fun and this is great, la-la. And then the next thing you know, you get bowled over by something. You're like, whoa, I didn't see that coming. And you know, make sure that you have a plan of your own, that you have a plan for your own vision of direction. And don't just let things just fly willy-nilly. Just have a little bit of a plan. It doesn't mean that you have to, you know, have it real tight. It can be in pencil. How's that? It can be in pencil. But just have one.
Okay.
And don't let your emotions get the best of you. Make sure that you take time to breathe, sink your feet into the ground, give a quiet, solid perspective to yourself, to allow your mind to think instead of just having it always on monkey chatter.
Yeah.
Even monkey chatter is fabulous, and it raises us up and it builds up our energy and it keeps us going and it wakes us in the morning and it's off we go. But sometimes
yeah.
it doesn't allow us to go back to what I had just told you, and that is to well think out your plans, put it down in pencil, because then you can adjust the plans as you go along. As you listen to the little monkey, you can adjust the plans as you go along as you see what colors fit into your rainbow. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yes.
That is a message that they have for you tonight, Teresa. I hope that helps give you some perspective and direction, and continue on this fabulous path. It sounds like you are the one person that's called in tonight that is absolutely knows right now what their life purpose is, and that is fabulous. Angel blessings to you, Teresa.
Thank you so very much, you guys. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Keep in touch with you. All
right.
Know what happens.
All right. Have a great night. Bye-bye. All right. Now my next caller. Uh-oh, did I lose them? Hang on. Oh, I think I did. All right. Sorry. I'm looking at my list here. Here we go. Next caller is 918. Hi, 918. Welcome to ABC Music. Hi, who am I speaking to?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Welcome. How have you been?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just glad I finally got in. I love calling you guys. You're getting so popular.
Well, that's not bad, but
no,
we're thrilled.
No, of course not.
Right. So that's, you know, we do try to move along. So how the last time we gave you a reading, did things work out the way you, or did they have any synchronicities?
Do I have any criticisms? No.
No. Did the readings we give you, did they have any synchronicities? Did anything line up that we told you?
Oh, I think you're working out real good. I have a couple questions.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and ask those, and we'll try to see what your angels have to say.
Okay. Actually, I have a friend I was going to give a reading to who's interested in past lives as a reading, and I was just wondering if you guys had any suggestions or advice for me on how to do that.
Okay, Karen, have you done anything with the Akashic records or past lives at all?
Okay.
Have you worked at all with the Akashic records or past lives to give that kind of reading, hon?
Are you asking me who it is that I'm giving the reading to?
No, I'm the person that wants the reading. Have you done, like, any kind of, like, past life readings or worked with the Akashic records?
No, not yet. I just looked on the internet and found some people who were giving suggestions. They had some videos on the internet, and that's all I was able to find. So I may
wait a little bit. You go and give her a reading to really have some confidence in yourself and let your guides, help you with that.
Uh-huh.
You have Archangel Michael stepping forward, and he's working really closely with you at this time.
Okay.
So he's with you, and, to really... Because when you were saying, about the reading that you were asked to give, you have a lot of fear around that.
Yeah, I've never
and
done
Archangel,
it before.
Right, and there's fear. I can hear the fear in your voice. He's going to help you to get rid of that fear, okay? He's going to help you to really have the courage that you need to take that first step and say, you know what? This is the kind of reading that I have an interest in it, and I want to start going down this path, okay? So he's leading you. He's walking with you, Karen. There's nothing to fear, okay? He's going to help you and to take the steps that you're going to take and have confidence in your abilities, okay?
Okay.
So he's just asking, lean on him. But we also have Archangel Sandalphon coming in, and he's asking you to be, a little bit more gentle with yourself, okay?
Okay.
And surround yourself with people that have, your beautiful energy, okay?
And
this is going to help you to stay centered and to be at peace. Are you listening to music? Because music is really going to help you.
I can. Yeah.
Okay, music
I'd have to
like
find
some kind
some.
Of soft implement will really help you.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm getting like this isn't the time to go ahead and, you know, make any big decisions or anything. This is a time to just take care of you.
Okay.
So just allow this to be a time to, you know, to gather the information needed before you go and try to give this person the reading. Okay?
Right. Okay.
And I see this beautiful angel, and she's just swirling around, and she's dancing, and she's asking you to do some dancing with her so that you could raise your vibration.
Okay.
You ever do that?
All
like just
right.
Put on the music, just go with the flow and really feel that music, feel the beat and everything. Because when you do, you're bringing spirit in with you. You're channeling spirit, Karen. Okay?
Okay.
So to get rid of that fear, like I said, Archangel Michael is coming in. He's helping with that. Archangel Sandalphon is saying, be gentle with yourself at this time. You know, don't go ahead and start doing anything. Time to just relax. And the energy that you have right now that you're talking about, you can't make that decision right now. You've got to have different energy first. And that's what, like, you want to listen to music. Just go with it, flow with the music, and you're going to see things are going to shift, and you're going to really notice that beautiful energy start to come in, okay?
Okay.
And Karen, the other message I wanted to tell you is that you've got to connect with that beautiful inner child, little Karen, okay? And she's saying, you know, you have not played with me in such a long time. She's saying, why can't you be like a child, you know, more? You don't have to be adult, like, you know, adult all the time. She wants you to be a little bit more spontaneous. Have fun. You know how kids are? They just, okay, let's go. Let's have some fun. Okay? So she wants you to just forget about being an adult, maybe over the weekend, a little bit here, a little bit there. And she wants you to do something, you know, exciting. Maybe think about things that you did as a child that really, you know, were a lot of fun. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to connect with that beautiful inner child as well, okay? And you've got to really nurture her. Even Mother Mary is coming in, and she agrees, you know, with little Karen. Because she's saying, you know, my beloved child, if you're working, you're not having fun, then, you know, that beautiful part of yourself is neglected and sad, and that's why little Karen doesn't have a smile on her face, okay? So this is the time to just to create and to play, okay? It's not a time to go ahead and, you know, do anything. Just create and play, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so surrender to having fun. Surrender to, you know, to having some pleasure, okay? And just and get out there and, you know, Ginger's coming and she's saying, smell the flowers, Karen. Get out there and smell the flowers, okay?
Okay.
So
right
before
now
you
got
get
a
the
storm.
Reading, connect with little Karen, have a little fun, and Archangel Michael is going to guide you down the right path when it's time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm just seeing these frogs leaping by. I don't know, do you resonate with frogs? Because frogs come in and they resonate with changes coming, like really, like big changes, and with magic, okay?
Okay.
So you're going to, I think you're going through, like, a really, really big transformation at this time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so just, you know, go with the flow and have some fun and connect with that inner child. And soon enough, you're going to have the confidence that's needed to give that reading, hon, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. And thank you so much, Karen.
You're welcome.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for letting me read for you. This is, I have a fabulous reading for you. It is very, very huge reading. I wish we had a little more time, but I'm going to try to blow through it as quick as possible. But it starts out first that you really need to use a lot of logic and structure, and caution is very warranted. Look really deep into this situation before you proceed any further. Get yourself organized. Figure out what is going on. I also was hearing that before you try to do a past life regression for someone else, you need to experience one yourself so you understand how, you know, opening the Akashic Records and how to get there. It's a place. You have to go there. Now, granted,
It isn't, it's like heaven. It is a plane of existence. It's like a library. And so you have to know how to reach that. And so my suggestion would be to postpone this, because the rest of the reading, when I give you the rest of the reading, you'll see why I'm not saying not to do it. I'm just saying postpone it. Postpone it until you have done your homework and you are more prepared. You're not prepared to do this tomorrow. You need to, you know, you can YouTube, but, don't, you know, that's great. But that's not really where you're going to get your information. Go ahead and type in to, you know, Google in past life regression and go to different sites and see what people are saying about it. Learn about the Akashic Records and what it is, where you're going and what it is you're researching and what it is that you might find when you arrive there. And then I suggest doing two or three, you know, at least one, but two or three past life regressions with yourself. Those can be done by yourself. I have done them. I'm sitting at home in my living room by myself. It is a type of meditation. And you can well do that yourself. It will also teach you how to bring them to that state of where to go, so that they are open, and not only will you be able, they'll be open, so you'll be able to read their records better, but they may get their own messages during that time also, and that would be fantastic to actually have a combination of both. So with that said, the way this rest of this reading is all high-purpose stuff. And that is that you do need to find balance in your life, and this is a really huge balance. You can take other people's input and kind of merge those point of views to create kind of a better solution, but take the time to decide what that is. There is no rush. You don't need to rush into this. It is absolutely a fantastic time for you to start new projects, for you to start a new adventure in your life. During these times, there will be a few challenges, but there's nothing that you can't work through, and they're really not going to be that difficult. So just know that you know, your angels really are watching over you, and they're there with you. Look to the future with a lot of hope and optimism. You are the star. You are meant to do this. You are powerful. You have the faith and strength to move mountains. Be happy that you have the ability to bring these changes and relief to others during these challenging times. You are absolutely a star and can bring that light and sunshine to others. You are the light in the darkness for many, many people. You are absolutely a light worker. God needs you to shine right now your divine light and love on everyone and everything. You are like an angel. So on this earth, I want you to shine all of its inhabitants. Take your white light. Push it out around your house. Push it out around your neighborhood. Push it out around your town. Push it out around your state. Push it out around America. Push it out around the world. You have enough light within you to push around the world. Do that once for 30 seconds every day, and you will be one of those people that are helping to heal this world. And that's the message I have for you, Karen.
Thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome. I hope that resonates
Karen,
with you.
Live long and prosper, and you certainly will, he's saying. Okay?
Okay.
All
I love
right.
him
all
so
of
much.
That, Karen, good hearing from you. All right.
Okay, thank
good
you,
night.
And God bless you.
Angel blessings. Let us know how things went with your Akashic Record reading, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, sweetie. All right. Now, my next caller is from, I don't know what I got going here, but it is the 914 area code. Welcome to Angel Antics, and who am I speaking to?
Hi. Hey, lovely ladies. It's Kat. How are you?
Kat?
Hi,
oh, my Kat. Goodness. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Hi. How are things going?
Good, good. Thank God. Thank God, yes.
Oh,
day by day. Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have a question for us tonight? Do you want something to know?
Just if you get anything, it was my dad's birthday a few days ago, if he has anything to say. Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Let's see.
Kat, I just see him holding you in this beautiful embrace, and I've just been seeing for days all these poppy flowers, and I know they're for you. So he's been with you. I don't know if you felt him with you.
Yeah.
Been with you and your mom.
Too. Yeah.
And he's just, he's approving of whatever it is you're doing right now. And he feels like, that you're, wondering about that. And he's, he's giving you the thumbs up, hon. Okay?
Thank you.
And did you celebrate his birthday? Because he's saying, celebrate as much as you can. Celebrate,
budding flowers.
Here.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, he's showing me, he's sitting at, your table there. And he was sitting there with his party hat on, and he was just so blessed to be with you and your mom.
Oh, thank you.
And then I'm getting, I don't know, have you been going for a walk at all? Because he's saying I'm walking with Kat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been walking with you, so he's showing me that. Okay, and he's asking that you do something different, something out of the ordinary. Okay, because he's sort of showing me that you're sort of not in the flow right now, Kat. That you, your energy is a little gunky, it's gunked up, and you need to raise your vibration.
Yeah.
Have you been putting maybe on the music and yourself, just dancing?
Yeah, a little bit of music, but no, I haven't danced a little bit. Yeah.
Maybe just dance a little bit, because what I'm being shown now, he's showing me where you're actually standing on his shoes and you're dancing with your daddy.
Yeah, I used to do that.
So he's dancing with you, hon, okay? And he's asking you to stop thinking everything. Why do you question yourself so much?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I always think of all different scenarios, yeah.
Yeah, you're on the right track. Stop overthinking. Everything is happening. It's perfect, okay? Don't try to rush anything, Don't be patient. There's no need to rush. Okay? You've planted those beautiful seeds, and you're going to see them. They're going to be coming up. You'll notice, and everything that you've been waiting for is coming. You've got to have a little bit more faith. Okay?
Okay.
So just keep watering those beautiful seeds. Watch that garden, tend to the garden, and soon you're going to see it's going to start to bloom. And you're already what you're supposed to do, Kat. Okay?
Thanks.
And I'm getting, the angels are surrounding you with your dad, and it's sort of like you're thinking, too small is what I'm getting. You've got to think, on a larger scale. Sort of it's time to move up to the next level. You've got to trust in yourself. You've got to trust your dad. You've got to trust the angels. You've got to trust the universe. You've got to let go of the anxiety. You've got to let go of the fear, okay?
Yes. Yes.
I see you on this grand stage, and you are reaching out to so many more people than you do presently. I'm talking about, a large, group of people.
Okay.
And as you're there, you're very comfortable doing what you're doing, okay?
Okay.
So, a lot of it is what we think, what we think we can't create. So, in a way of speaking, you are creating your reality. So, dream a little bit bigger, okay?
Okay.
And allow the angels to come in and get you, Kat, okay? You're doing a great job, but dream a little bit bigger, okay? Connect with your joy. And, you're holding on, too tight to, what you want to come into fruition. Don't hold on so tight, okay? You've got to relax a little bit and just, go with the flow. The project that you're working on, surrender to the angels and know that it's taken care of.
Yes.
And, you know, look back and see that all you've, you know, done and all you've achieved, you know, so far. Okay? And all the blessings that you have, okay? When
okay.
you relax, let go of the outcome, you create the space for the angels and the universe to come in and really bring you what you want. And all you have to do is trust, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
please trust. And I'm getting, you know, this is a time that you really have to start loving yourself more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just love yourself
yes.
more. And you are such a beautiful, amazing being. And see yourself, you know, from a higher perspective, Kat, okay?
Okay. Thank
you. Deserve
you're
so
a beautiful, amazing being. Thank you.
Well, you are too. You're a beautiful being of light and love. And the angels want you to see, to really see yourself as that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just know that, you know, you are perfectly imperfect, that you are light and you are love. And you are valued for the beautiful person that you are. And when you do, you're going to see you're going to attract so many more people, okay? Because they're going to get a like a taste of that beautiful light and love, and they're going to be just like magnets to you, Kat, okay?
Okay.
And don't be afraid to speak your truth, hon. I'm getting like I sort of feel like a little bit of a cloudy area in the throat. You've got to speak your truth, okay?
Okay.
So I don't
yes.
know what it is that you're afraid of. There's a little bit of fear there. You've got to let go of that, okay? The angels of communication are going to help you.
Uh-huh.
You do everything from a place of love, and you're going to speak your truth, and it's going to be really empowering, okay?
Okay, yes.
Okay, and there's many yes. blessings coming your way, Kat, okay?
Thank you.
Whatever
Thank
you feel
so
like
much.
Happened and it didn't go your way, let go of that, because you're going to see, you know, there's so many blessings coming, and you truly deserve them, hon. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and I thank you so much, Kat. Thank you for
thank
calling
you
in this
so
evening.
Much. Thank you so much, Lucy. I love you. Thank you so much.
Hi, Kat. How are you? It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. Same here. Thank you.
Of course. What I have to tell you is that stress, you have a lot of stress lately, and it actually comes from so many things happening all at once. But you can be successful at multitasking. You just have to take a deep breath, and things will change suddenly. I mean, you're going to have sudden changes of events, but part of that is learning to go with the flow. One of the things that to help you flow better is make sure that you take the time, and I think DC alluded to this too, is to really take the time and you know, slow down a little bit. You've been really too busy doing things for everyone else and meeting their needs and not stopping long enough to take care of yourself. So you need to do that. And that's going to help ground you and actually make you better for yourself. And this is actually meant to be kind of a little bit bigger break from society, just to kind of get yourself away. Maybe a retreat weekend somewhere that there's a spiritual growth and, you know, there's some teachers and mentors, some yoga classes, some meditation classes, something like that. You know, just really taking a break from society and getting away for, you know, a time and being a little bit of a hermit for self-reflection and a place to just, as I started the show, to be. And so, you know, it's, you know, just for changes and stuff, though, it's not really the right time for you to make any changes. So, you know, ask your angels to comfort you and realign you with what you need to do.
Okay.
Because, like I said, there's been so many things going on. But know in the long run that you really are very, very magical. Wishes really can come true. Your dreams will be fulfilled. Just stay doing, you know, stay straight and steady. Make sure that you do take care of yourself. And you know, don't let others put their agenda in front of yours. Just know if it's time for you to take a breath and breathe in the middle of the afternoon, then you find that sacred space and you go and do that. Because if not, you know, you're going to, you end up feeling indecisive. you feel like, you know, I can't make a decision. I don't think I know enough. I don't think I have enough information, and so on and so forth. And always
that's
how you feel. Do your own research, because then you'll know that you did your research, you collected what information was out there before you make decisions, you know, in the future. But take that they're really saying, you know, with that and taking the time to find out what it is that you desire without other people's agenda in your way is most important for you. And that's really going to fulfill all your dreams. And that's the message I have for you, Kat.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you both. You ladies are just lovely. And thank you for everything you do for everybody. Thank you.
Angel blessings. All right. Talk to you again.
Thank you both. Angel blessings. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All right. Now, our next caller is from the 916 area code. 916, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Ray.
Hi, Ray. Welcome to Angel Antics. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I do. I was wondering if you can give me some guidance in my career, where I'm at. I've learned a lot, and I'm really anxious because I think I can do something better, I think. But I don't know what's the best route to go. And I was hoping for some guidance,
all right.
I guess.
All right, fantastic. Well, let's see what your angels want you to know.
Okay, Ray, this is DC. Yes. Hi, this is DC. Very nice to connect with you.
Hello.
Hi. I'm getting in the sky, I'm looking up, and I see the word fear. There's a lot of fear that's overwhelming you right now. And as we know, the word fear itself is false evidence appearing real, okay? Just know that things are about to change. With you, things are ready to change. Don't push, resist. Just try to go with your feelings. Okay? And when you get a little bit of anxiety coming on, just think about something like that makes you feel good, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and we have Archangel again and saying, you are a very powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You've got to remember that.
Okay.
You know, with that being said, do not be afraid of your power. Do not be afraid of your magnificence or your wisdom, okay? Because when you succeed, you actually inspire others. And when you change your life so that it's more aligned with what, you know, you really love, that's who is going to inspire others as well, right? Be powerful. Be magnificent. Be who you are. Don't be afraid. I'm getting, you know, like, maybe like a... or something entrepreneurial is what I'm getting?
I have been, yep.
Okay, and you're a natural leader, okay? So, you know, I'm getting you're a natural leader, so this should be really, you know, like right up your alley, okay? So just connect with your, you know, your power. I'm getting you're thinking about money. It's causing frustration. And you've got to have just a little bit more patience. You've got to persevere. What the angels are showing me, and be confident in your abilities, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting, like, the thoughts of money and stuff. You got to try to, like, emotionally detach a little bit, hon. They're showing me, okay? You've got to try to... Go with the...
I got to try to... What was that last word?
Go with the flow, okay?
Yep.
I'm getting accomplishments around you. There may be some social networking... I'm getting the word success, and I see money, okay? And it's going to be something that you invent or you put out on the market, okay? But you're going to have, like, a success. Okay, so again, let go of the fear is back, okay? Right now, you may be having, like, a little bit of difficulty with money. Just the universe giving you a little test. Just go forward, go slowly, stay optimistic. Just like the seasons, everything's going to change for you. What you're going through right now is just helping you to... Okay?
If I may ask, do you see me staying where I'm at. I mean, I'm not mad at where I'm at. I'm pretty good. But, like, so I'll give you an example. I did podcasting for 7 years here on Blog Talk Radio. I work in public relations. But, you know, I think my heart is in radio. It's in broadcasting. But I don't know if that's something I want to go into. I don't know if that's a smart move.
Okay, well, you know what? Everybody has free will. If you wanted to go into that area, you would be successful, okay? You've got a lot of spiritual assistance from the other side helping you, okay? And everything that you're wanting is coming to fulfillment, okay? So just, like I said, take it slow. You don't have to decide everything overnight, right?
Yeah.
And just go behind it, because I'm getting something is, like, you know, happening behind the scenes. And think about what you love, okay? I'm going to turn you over to Eileen so she could add to the reading before we lose airtime. And thank you for calling, Ray. Eileen?
All right. Yeah, thank you, DC. What I have for you is actually very, very positive, and it is about moving forward. So what I have to tell you is the wheels are really turning, and it's a time that a really sudden turn of luck is going to come up for you. And it is time that delays are over. It is time to really allow things to move forward. Keep charging ahead and don't take no for an answer. Expect miraculous solutions to appear for yourself, because you can really do anything that you want. Just take charge of your life. It is time for you to manifest all the success that you need to be in your life. It is your time. There's so much happening right now. You are magical at being able to create things. So, you know, your fortune is really moving forward very, very quickly. And what you really want, you can really make happen. You can make your own dreams be fulfilled. It's very super magical time in your life right now for you, especially for manifesting new dreams of what you want. It is the right timing. It is the right for a new adventure. There will be a happy outcome, and everything that you want will flow to you right now with all that follows any positive expectations and desires that you put forth. That is what's happening for you right now. So all I can say is, you know, you're not sure if you should or should, whatever it is, and to find out really what it is, should you go more towards this or more towards that, is doing that meditation that I told our caller Sandy to do. And really, you know, ask yourself. It's, you know, you can go on and, you know, find like a 12 or a 15-minute, you know, meditation time. It doesn't need to be a long one. You set the intention of what you want to ask, and you drop right into that. And I'll tell you what, in that first, you know, that first state of mind where you drop into is where you get most of your answers right off. It doesn't take a big, long, hour-long meditation to get answers out of something. So just drop in and ask, and use your own personal shaman within yourself and ask what it is you spoke. And that's the message I have for you tonight, Ray. I hope that resonates with you. Oops, it seems like I have. Oh.
Oh, no.
Hi, Ray.
I am not sure why,
but your speaker got blocked off. I had my eyes closed when I was reading, so I don't know what happened.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but you did hear what I said. I hope it resonated with you.
It did. I just feel that I think right now is the time. I'm not a person for complacency. You guys, you know, hit it on the nail. You know, I am a leader. I've actually led a community, literally. I've also been asked to run for politics, which I think in the long run is what I really want to do, especially in my community. I've united people on both sides of the aisle. I've done, you know, I've done podcasts. I've been on TV. People love the way I speak, but I want something fulfilling. And, you know, I appreciate you guys with your feedback.
Well, and that is, like I said, it is, you know, take that time and just do, you know, do 12, 15, 20-minute meditations. Set your intention before you lay down. Make sure you cover your eyes so it's real dark. And just ask, and see what answers you get. And you'll be really surprised that sometimes you think it's going to be one thing, and you'll be surprised it what comes up is meant to come up. So try that practice and see if it brings some a little bit more clarity, other than absolutely this is time for you to be a success. So those wheels are in motion and moving. The timing is perfect. So whatever that is that you desire, and I say do that meditation to ask for the intention of ask them to show you very clearly what direction you are meant to walk in, and they will, I promise. And that's what I have for you, Ray. I hope that works. And you come back and you tell us what direction you chose to go in, all right?
I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye now.
Uh-huh. Good luck and angel blessings. Good night.
Thank you.
All right. Well, DC, that brings us down to the end of our time. I have been honored to work with you tonight and be here and share everything we can with our guests that we're able to get through. There was still a few phone calls that we didn't get to. There were some that dropped out, but, you know, hopefully we'll see them come up again and come back to us. And so thank you all for coming here and sharing your time with us tonight. We do appreciate it. I love you, DC. I love you, everyone. Thanks for calling in.
Bye, Lynn. Good night, everyone.
All right. Good night.